This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In this last week before the election, our Marketplace Wealth and Poverty desk is profiling one of the stars of the campaign season.
Food stamps versus paychecks.
Today, 47 million people are on food stamps.
We spend all that money, and what do we have to show for it?
Since the primaries, Republicans have been talking a lot about food stamps as the way to make the argument that Americans are too dependent on government. In the second part of our series on food stamps, Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports on the stigma of government benefit programs.
In Paul Gregory's view, getting food stamps used to be embarrassing, but now
the government has chosen to take away the stigma associated with food stamps.
Gregory's not on food stamps. He's an economist and fellow at the Hoover Institution, a conservative think tank. He says the government renamed the program to SNAP to make people less self-conscious.
And don't ask me what SNAP stands for.
It stands for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Gregory says a decline in the stigma means fewer people will look for help from charities.
There's an automatic assumption that the government will take care of this.
And Gregory says the government can't afford that. Spending on things like Medicaid, tax credits for the poor, and food stamps have grown in recent years, from one out of every seven federal dollars to almost one out of every five. Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez says the people in his predominantly Latino working-class district in Chicago need those services. And the attacks, he says, amount to class warfare.
Well, what do you think it is when people keep repeating and repeating ad nauseum for no good reason that there are so many people on food stamps?
This election, Gutierrez says food stamp recipients are the new welfare queens. Andrea Waterstreet is one of the 47 million Americans on food stamps. She's 44, disabled, and can't work.
And I had some mixed thoughts about coming into this interview because I'm out here saying I'm poor.
Waterstreet's been following the election closely and says all the food stamp talk stigmatizes poor people. She doesn't even like to use the term food stamps. She calls it EBT, for electronic benefit transfer. And Waterstreet says she's gone to charities for food, and those lines are beyond depressing.
Whereas when I get to use my EBT card, I feel like a normal person. I don't feel like, hey, you're poor, and everyone else knows it.
Andrea Waterstreet says there shouldn't be anything embarrassing about relying on the social safety net, regardless of the economic times. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.